Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and I'm here with attorney Ted Hansen. Good morning, Ted.
Gluten-free morning to you also, Rick.
A gluten-free morning. Wow. I wonder if we could put Congress on gluten-free diet. But would that help?
That'll probably improve the attitude, I think.
A little bit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today has been, or this week, I should say, this past week has been, dare I say, interesting. Maybe I'm downplaying a little bit. It's obviously one of the more significant things going on around the world here today. And, you know, we're not a political show. We're not going to debate all the issues there, other than to say, you know, these types of things create a tremendous amount of stress. And, Ted, that's what I'm seeing is one of the fallouts of this, you know, I'll call it this great political divide of ideologies, perhaps. And it's becoming to where people are paralyzed by this. And, you know, in my lifetime, which is, you know, now becoming lengthy, I've experienced the Vietnam era, the civil rights movement through the late 60s and through the 70s. And I didn't experience the anger, or at least I didn't think there was the extreme anger there that we're seeing today, where, you know, couples are being divided over this, it's just ubiquitous. And it's really troubling to me. And then I've been reading articles on how many people are becoming physically ill and sick. And it's just concerning to me that I hope we can all put things into a little bit of perspective. And I hate to say, you know, faith in the process. The process is the problem that we've entered into. But you know what we need to do, in my humble opinion, and it's just that, very humble, that we need to take care of our own house, make sure things are in order for ourselves, and do things right, things that we know we need to do that we typically sometimes kick down the road. You know, we kick the can down the road, as they say, and putting things off. And, of course, I have always referred to this for, I don't know, almost 20 years now as planning paralysis. And, you know, my good buddy John Curley, and he's talking about us on the radio and that. And in one of John's talks, or, you know, little things he was talking about, you know, promoting the show, but he was talking about the famous syndrome of woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah, or didn't. Yeah.
I wish I woulda, coulda, I shoulda. And all of those things are so appropriate, but I didn't. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, but I didn't.
That's right.
And when we're talking about your estate and elder planning or your business planning, you know, anything that we're supposed to be planning, for some reason, we tend to shy away from that. And I think right now, with the tensions in the world, you know, in the United States and certainly here in Washington, certainly here in the greater Seattle metro area, that you really, in these times, need to make sure you're protecting yourself and your loved ones, your business, things that are important to you. And that's really what we've been talking about on, you know, the program here for nearly 20 years, as far as putting things in order such that when and if unfortunate things happen, unanticipated things happen, whether it's a car wreck or it's a disease, it's cancer, it's Alzheimer's, it could be mental illness. I mean, there's no shortage of what could affect or inflict each and every one of us, despite our best efforts. And I'm always reminded of a fellow that many years ago I worked with at Northrop, and he was senior financial manager, vice president type level. And this guy was the envy of anyone. He made all of us feel bad. He ate so well. His diet was perfect. He was trim and he was fit. He jogged every day. I mean, everything was idyllic, right?
And hate those people.
Yeah. I mean, and it was just like, and yet one day at the office, here come all the aid cars and everything. He had a heart attack at his desk and died.
Yep.
And everybody says, oh, my God, how could that happen to him? He was doing everything that we're all told we need to do.
Even well, those go awry, don't they?
So, you know, there is no perfect plan. There is, you know, well, there is good planning. What we can't shape is the outcomes. We can shape the outcomes when events occur. That's what planning does. It says, if this happens, then do this. And when we leave that out of our own estate planning, now we're somewhat leaving our estate and our family subject to perhaps the government rules through intestacy and guardianship. And folks, if you're mad at the government for all the things that are going on, why in the world are you relying on the plan that they have for you for your estate plan? Yes. Take accountability, take control, and do your own planning. The government, again, gives us all tremendous opportunities to shape how we pay our taxes. If we say we're a business, we've got all these different options, different outcomes in the event of a lawsuit. And these same things are happening in our own personal estate plan. How do we want things to proceed if?
Right.
And it's that big if. And then, of course, if is always followed by when. It's if I become incapacitated and when I die. Let's just take those as facts. Now, some people, a few of you, will avoid disability. But it's the minority, according to all the statistics.
The older you get, the more
every statistic out there says, you know, 60, 70% probability of incapacity. The older we get, you know, once we pass our 80s, get into our octogenarian years, the probability of incapacity is
75%.
75%. Yeah. So, folks, all of you are thinking of leading a long life. We're all, as a society and a population, living longer as a group. Now, not everybody within the group lives longer, but within the group, we're all living longer. And that gives us more opportunities for the good and the bad.
That's right.
And so planning is really, it's your savior. It's what's going to really help put your life together, if you will. And I think about a week ago, we were talking about, I think it was when Scott was here, Ted, and we were talking about mistakes that kind of derail your retirement. And a lot of these things obviously have to do with money and mishandling money. We talked about the failure to consider the effect of taxes on retirement. Many folks just don't go through the pen and pencil activity or get on your Excel spreadsheet, get with your CPA, get with your financial advisor, and do a thorough financial review of where you are right now, how long your life expectancy is, and if you're reasonably healthy, 50, 60 years old or younger, plan on living to 100.
Yep, not unusual these days.
And just plan on it because, you know, life is long sometimes and other times not so long, but really need to look at that. We need to make sure we're considering the increasing cost of health care as we age. Many of you probably don't see a doctor for decades.
Yep, if at all. Yep, if at all.
And then all of a sudden, you get into your elder years, and your life becomes dominated by your doctor's appointments.
That's
always recall my dad, Ted, you know, every time I try to schedule a time to go down and visit, we had to get his calendar of doctor visits out. And, well, I've got this, that, and the other, and, you know, it was...
It's a full-time job.
It was absolutely a full-time job. We talked about failing to consider the effects of the cost of an incapacity and the cost of long-term care. And we've talked about that so often. Ted, you deal with this constantly, day in,
and day out. I do, and the housing costs are another big issue that, you know, perhaps at some point you're not going to be safe to live in your home, and you've got to take that into account. So there's a lot of variables here. I think the point being, then, Rick, you talked about this interaction with the government. Well, estate planning is one area where you can avoid the government's plan if you do it properly. It won't be hoisted on you, unlike some other people that just choose to go down that road. So that's not what we want here.
Yeah, the flexibility and the ability to put personality into your estate plan is really amazing when people sit down and actually work through this and think through this and answer the tough questions. Folks, you know what? You know, our list continues. And failing to have enough liquidity in an emergency fund. You've got to have that. How do you build that up? Some of you will be able to save it. Others are going to have to create it somehow,
yep.
Either through insurance, possibly reverse mortgages, providing liquidity or cash. There's lots of options, but we need to explore them when you're okay. Pre-crisis. The crisis planning, Ted, that you have to endure on a weekly basis.
Yep.
And I do say endure because it is challenging. It is difficult. Families in crisis. And it's emotional, right?
It is. What do we do here? And that's absolutely right. There's a big, big emotional component on top of the financial trauma, I call it, of this kind of situation. And then all of a sudden I have people sitting across from me and they have no money to work with and no idea where everything's going to come from in the future. And this is why we need to start talking about these issues early, not later, folks.
We really, really do. And you know, some folks out there have just maybe too much money tied up in your home. And perhaps you could cash in on some of that either through a reverse mortgage or the classic downsizing as we age.
Yep.
I was talking to some friends the other day, and we were talking about, you know, aging and housing and things of that nature, talking about real estate. You know, we all talk about real estate all the time, the boom or bust markets that we have. And we were talking about why in the world, as we get older, would we even consider a multi-story home? With all the stairs and all the hassles and all the tripping hazards, why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Well, then we get back to availability and cost, and more one-story homes are more expensive than two. They take more land, bigger roofs. They're harder, you know, they're more expensive to build and per square foot. But we need to look at these things because sometimes it might be worth paying a little bit more if it enables you to stay in that house more practically. If you do end up with a disability or any type of ambulatory issue, multi-story homes are...
They just don't work.
They just don't work. They're great with the kids. We isolate and things like that. But, you know, think about our housing. You know, look at these senior communities that are popping up all over the place.
They're everywhere.
And, you know, some of those are amazing. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. And when we get back, we're going to open the phone lines up so you can start dialing now. 888-975-5476. That's going to get you right on air. 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. We're going to be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty.
Tom Petty to wake us up this morning.
Yep. Another fellow who didn't do much estate planning, from what I understand.
Tom? Yeah. I didn't hear any fallout from his estate.
Haven't heard, so yeah. I don't know what's
going
on.
That usually means that he has.
Might have done something there.
Yeah.
So, folks, we're talking about kind of estate planning fails, if you will, on the YouTube type thing. You know, things that don't really work out or things that kind of derail your planning. And we've been talking about this for a couple weeks. You know, we went over, you know, four or five of them already, failing to consider the effect of taxes on retirement, failing to consider the effect of health care costs in retirement, you know, failing to consider the effect of potential long-term care costs in retirement, failing to have enough liquidity and an emergency fund. Folks, you need to have cash. Having too much money tied up in your home, same thing. We need to look at this. Now, some things, you know, starting your retirement with significant levels of debt. Ted, we see this so often. People are coming in with, you know, large mortgages, credit card payments. And then they're going, yeah, I retired yesterday. And I go, whoa, you know, and income just got cut in half. How are you covering those bills that you were kind of sweating every month to pay to begin with while you were working?
Yeah.
And now you cut your income in half or so. And what are we going to do? So, folks, you've got to start planning prior to your retirement, ideally when you're in their 30s. But, you know, to try and, you know, you must try to manage that debt and get that down, because debt kills the average American in their retirement years.
It just does.
And that, you know, planning for Social Security benefits and doing that right. Don't just run down to Social Security because you're 62 and you can get the money. For most of you to do that, and I think statistically it's 65 to 70% of folks who do that, have clearly made a financial mistake, because at age 62, you only get 75% of your full retirement benefit.
Yep.
And then, of course, if you wait till age 70, you get approximately 134% of your
benefit. About a third
benefit.
More, that's right.
Holy cow.
That's quite a
you've
bit got
to do some analysis.
And you can't unring that bell either. Once you've done it, you've done it.
Well, Ted, we worked with a client here not too long ago, and we figured out that it was better for them to wait until 70, but then to augment their income, go ahead and pull some extra out of their IRA account. And that accomplished a couple things. One, it's going to give them a much bigger lifetime income from Social Security. And two, by taking some of their IRA, pulling it down, that actually reduces the required minimum distributions, which will also, you know, reduce their taxes on a go-forward basis. So,
that's
right. You know, folks, when we put a pencil to these things and we can actually come up with an answer, it's rather refreshing, and it helps take a little bit of relief off people, because we aren't talking about, well, maybe this, maybe that. We can give, you know, when we're talking about payments and interest and loans and paying off and doing this, we can come up with the numbers, and that's kind of cool. So planning for Social Security, take some time. Go grab Andy Landis's Social Security book online, about $20 or so. A great book. Please read it.
Really good source.
Please read it. Andy, stop retirement. Keep working, you know. Poor Andy wants to retire. Imagine that. Retires from Social Security more than a decade ago and wrote this silly book and became extremely popular and very much in demand.
And now, as I understand, he and his wife are traveling the country in some type of an RV.
I imagine that's
what he's doing. And,
imagine that.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit about that at the last time I spoke to him.
So, folks, other things in retirement. Most of us, when we're getting ready to retire, it's like ready, set, go, ready, set, retire. And we're ready to go, and we get out there, and sometimes some of us might spend a little more money up front, you know, kind of depleting our economic engine for going forward. So overspending in those early years of retirement is something we have to be very careful of.
Yep.
Don't do everything on your bucket list the first year you're in retirement and run yourself out of money.
Yep, that's right.
Treat yourself, but you know, you've got to always keep the long play in mind.
Yep.
And then really look at the types of risk you incur. You know, traditional risk analysis for your investment portfolios. Evaluate your housing risk, your medical risk. You've got to make some assumptions. And in planning, golly jeepers, we plan for the worst.
Yep.
And then we hope for the best. We live our life and hope for the best. But the reality is life can set in sometimes. Just like Mother Nature, she has our way. The financial world has its way. And it's going to go up and down despite what we do as individuals. Other than so knowing that, how do we protect ourselves? And I think you can only do that through really sound financial planning.
Yeah, I think at first, though, you need to be aware of the problem. You need to be aware a problem potentially exists to be able to plan for it, and that's what this is all about, right? Because we don't know all the answers, but we're able to shape a lot of the outcomes because of the documents that we're allowed to draft. So we can have some control over this stuff, but if you don't do it, then you lose once again, and you're back into the government plan, and now the government, who everybody tries to avoid, is now telling you the way it's going to go, which is not what you want, folks.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's up to you, folks. Take control of yourself because you can and you should, so that we don't end up with coulda, woulda, shoulda.
And you can spend some money now and save yourself a whole bunch of money in the future.
And grief and stress.
Absolutely.
And, oh, my goodness, it's just so amazing. I mean, we talk about integrated planning. Planning involves looking at your housing issues, looking at your legal issues, looking at your financial issues, looking at your tax issues. Maybe you're a business owner. And all of us have several other things we're going to put on there. Maybe you have a disabled child or grandchild. We've all got a lot of things to deal with. They can all be dealt with if we do proper legal planning, create that base, create that foundation. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll have a little longer discussion or continue our discussion, and we'd love to chat with you this morning at 888-973.
Got it right.
5476, 888-973-5476. That's going to get you right on air. And now a little bit of news coming your way. Your partner in law will return right after the news. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
What a guy, Brian. A little bit of Jimmy for us like you do for me every Sunday. I appreciate that, buddy.
Hey, welcome
all
back, folks.
All along the watchtower.
All along the watchtower, Jimmy. Okay, different times, huh?
But maybe different, the same. different. Yeah.
So, you know, Ted, we're talking about all these different things that, you know, prevent us from having the type of retirement that we plan and hope for because of intervening things. But, you know, another one of the areas that is so important is for each of us to identify the various types of risk that are involved. Financial risk, of course, healthcare risk, housing risk, all these types of things we need to start putting into play when we're doing our planning and address each thing. One of the things good planning does, Ted, as you know, is it identifies areas of weakness. Just like a business plan where, okay, we've got this thing. This is our strengths. Where are our weaknesses? Where are our opportunities? So we need to evaluate that for your personal life, your strengths, your weaknesses, and then how do you deal with those to shape the outcomes in your planning? And that's really what we want to do. And while it always sounds self-serving, but I think it's very widely accepted and certainly reported in the news and things like that, that trying to do this yourself today without the aid of professionals, without an attorney, without a financial advisor, without a CPA, without bringing these professionals from multidisciplines who come at the angle of your planning from little different perspectives, and we want to meld those perspectives together such that you have an integrated plan rather than any one of those areas taking a leadership position that might imbalance your planning.
Absolutely.
So we want to keep your planning in balance, if you will, and we do that, and you can accomplish that. You can do that through what we talk about, integrated life planning. We've been talking about this for 20 years in developing that. And it's going to be scalable regardless of the size of your estate. Large estates, small estates, all of you need planning. We need to do different things at different ends of the economic spectrum. Obviously, if you're very wealthy, there's going to be a large component of your plan dealing with taxes and perhaps charitable giving. If you're of average wealth or modest wealth or no wealth, we're going to be looking at other things to
strategize. But they all have commonalities. All of them have commonalities as well.
All of them. They do. But we're going to focus on, you know, different areas of your planning. Like if you've got a less than $1 million estate, we're probably not going to have to worry about estate taxes.
Right.
So, but we are going to focus on, well, what if? You know, $1 million could go away tomorrow with a significant medical event.
Or conversely, you could hit the lotto, so to speak, and inherit money or something. This happens all the time as well. But the point is well taken that this is not something, folks, that you want to do yourself. I get these every week. I get these that come into me and they present these documents to me and they're looking at me to opine about what they have. And I said, where does this come from? Well, it's a neighbor or somebody like that. And you know what? They've actually done you a disservice by doing what they've done for you. And that's really hard to tell people. And you know, because you get it as well. But I get it all the time. So,
please
go see a proper attorney when you do this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and not all attorneys are the same either. Go see an estate planning attorney for this. Okay.
It's so important. And folks, if you live out of area, we'd be glad to help you find an attorney. You know, in your area, if we can, we do have relationships with attorneys through Wealth and Counsel and Elder Counsel and the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys all over the country. So we can give you a hand there. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll return with your phone calls at 888-973-5476. Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind knowing that everything has been taken care of is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Just getting it on this morning, your Sunday morning.
All righty. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and I'm in with attorney Ted Hansen. You can find us online on the web at all kinds of places out there. Certainly through yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can go there and click through to RJG Legal. You can go to RJG Legal and find us. You can go to mynorthwest.com and go to the Your Partner in Law show. Or you can just Google in rjglegal.com or Google Gregorick. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-E-K. And we'll come up. So we're really not very hard to find online. We've refreshed our website, folks, and it's still a work in process. And I think in today's world, you know, you put your website up and then you just constantly have to keep working it because the rules change all the time. But please check out our blog. You can also follow us on our blog there through the website. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hey, if you're on those sites and you're checking us out, give us a like. We'd appreciate that. So just check all that stuff out. Folks, our newsletter is available out there for you. The new websites, when you click on schedule an appointment, you can actually begin the scheduling process there and start getting the documentation right there online that you're going to need to come in and support your initial consultation, help you get all your information together, our life plan organizer, if you will. And that's something to go ahead and check out. So,
yep, and that's the first step in the process. That gets the wheels grinding about the things you got to think about. And, boy, if you do that and you take time to fill that out, the exercise with the attorney is a heck of a lot easier.
Oh, it really goes smoothly and really helps you get all that information out and gives us a real meaningful conversation because you've put some time and effort into it up front, and then so will we. And so when we get down to talking about your stuff, we can start talking about it rather than just sitting there for your three-hour consultation writing down all your stuff.
Yep, which we do. But
so
it's
come on in and prepared, and it just works great. So check us out online, yourpartnerinlaw.com. And, of course, and we're going to be having some events posted next week coming up. So those will be fun, a couple of old favorites, and maybe something new coming
there
out.
There we go.
So we'll do a little teasing. Something new maybe is coming aboard. So, you know, we've been talking about, you know, estate planning issues in, you know, estate planning fails, things that we fail to do properly or include or forget or omit, whatever, but they kind of mess up our estate planning. And really the key thing is planning early, planning often, keeping your planning up to date. And remember, folks, estate planning is not simply planning for what happens when you die. To be very honest with you, that's the easy part. That's the easy part. Yeah. The hard part is saying, how are we going to deal with any type of intervening disability or incapacity that may occur in your life? This is not easy. This is difficult on all scenarios every time. There are no easy disabilities. They're emotional. They're stressful. They're expensive.
Yep.
The list goes on, and there's not too many positive things there. They can take a tremendous physical and mental toll on the caregivers, the family caregivers, and we really need to focus. So when we're looking at putting our plan together, you know, Ted, as you so well know and have to do every day in your job as well, is trying to figure out for each and every one of our clients, what are their best options and opportunities given their unique personal situation. And this is why you need to see a professional to be able to spot the issues that are going to be those elements that might potentially derail your planning. And then how are we going to keep you on track or get you back on track? I know in the old days in the aerospace world, we'd have our schedule, and every time something would happen, we'd get off schedule. We'd have a great big powwow and say, what's the workaround? How do we get back on schedule? What's the workaround? Folks, we need to do the same thing in your estate planning. When X happens, what's the workaround? Now, it's a lot better to have that plan put in place up front so you know what's going to happen, who's going to be in charge, and what's going to be done, than to all of a sudden have the event and say, what do I do now?
Yep.
What happens?
Oh.
Please don't put yourself in that position.
That's a weekly meeting of mine as well.
And yes, what happens? And so please think about it. Estate planning involves financial and personal nudity, if you will, for all the warts in your family, all the family dynamics, the sibling rivalries.
Testamentary transparency, Rick.
Testamentary transparency is
exactly
a good one. And we really need to focus on things in looking at all of our legal documents. And most of you will need a common set of legal documents. We call that an essential primary estate plan composed of either a will or a trust, general durable powers of attorney, medical durable powers of attorney, healthcare directives. Those are base documents that all of us need.
Right.
Now, some of us, depending on which end of the spectrum we're at, will need other documents. Perhaps at the lower end of the economic spectrum, we're going to be looking at potential Medicaid planning, Medicaid trust. We might be looking at VA planning. Lots of new rules on the VA, eh, Ted? We're all kind of learning those, right? Come up to speed on that, because anybody, if the VA rules have changed dramatically here in getting eligibility for non-service-related disability. That program's called Aid in Attendance from the public in that. Yeah. Lots of new rule changes, so lots of confusion.
The biggest one being they've capped the net worth requirement at $123,600, which is similar to the what they call the Community Spouse Resource Allowance nationwide that's provided by the federal government. But that's where they're at now. Now, that was a little bit lower prior to the changes. It was more like 80 to 90,000. But there was never a bright line rule, and now there is, in fact, a bright line rule that 123,600 is the cap that you can have net worth.
And there's been kind of a motive, if you will, within the VA and within the government to maybe have qualifications for Medicaid and VA a little better aligned.
Yeah.
Because, folks, many of you who did some sort of VA planning, put yourself on aid and attendance and things like that, have found out that some of the things that were allowable for you to qualify for the VA aid and attendance turned around and disqualified you for Medicaid in the event your aid and attendance $1,000 or $2,000 a month wasn't enough. Yeah, which it isn't going to be enough if you have to move into skilled nursing home.
Yeah.
And if you've made certain types of gifting or other things to qualify for VA that were allowable, those things are devastating when you do that. So please, folks, if you're looking at VA and Medicaid planning or the potential of that, please come and see a qualified elder law attorney like Ted in the office. This is what he lives and breathes and studies in. You know, helps develop solutions, and learning to spot the various issues for each and every one of you is one of the things we need to take a look at. And so we really want to focus in on that. I guess we ran a little long on break, didn't we? He's giving me the music.
Uh-oh, Brian's giving you the evil, man.
Brian. Folks, we'll be right back. I'm getting admonished. We need to take a quick break. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
Money for nothing. Wow, what a concept.
I want some. For free. This is not how you was planned for your state. Money for nothing.
It's the TED plan.
That's the TED plan. There money for nothing. Or
and the chicks for free.
Living on OPM.
There
right?
you go.
Living
that's
on
right.
OPM. That could be a song, Living yeah. on OPM.
That's right.
Other people's money. Hey, folks, we want you to shore up and bulletproof your estate plan. Plug up those holes because they're all holes out there. So if you don't have an estate plan, obviously
that's
you need
hole.
To get one yeah. done. If you have one, you need to pull it out, which means you gotta have to go find it. I can't tell you how many people sit there and said, well, I can't find my will or I can't find this. Such an important legal document.
Yep.
So find it.
Every day.
If you can't, we're going to have to redo it. But if you do have an estate plan, so important to check it out.
Yep.
Get it reviewed.
That's right.
Even if it's only 4 or 5 years old, get it reviewed. Yep. There's been lots of changes in the law the last 4 or 5 years. And there will continue to be, in my estimation, a lot of movement in a lot of these areas of law, because sadly, some of these areas are impacted by our political environment.
Oh, yeah.
And so we need to keep constantly addressing and looking at our plan such that we understand whether or not you like Trump or don't like Trump, we have a tax plan. Just forget that Trump did it. It doesn't matter at this point. The point is, how are you going to deal with your personal situation vis-a-vis the new income tax plan, the new income tax laws? There's a lot of good stuff in there.
A lot of good stuff.
So avail yourself of that, dare I say, even if you don't like Trump.
We have what we have.
Don't let that prevent you from doing what you need to do. There are other places that you might want to deal with your political ambitions, but don't take risk with your estate plan. Plan for what we know today. What is the law today? Same thing I talked about, you know, when Obama was in. If you didn't like the Obamacare medical program, well, that's fine. But this is what you got. So you have to go get your insurance. And you're going to have to get it under that environment.
Yep.
Now, you know, we remedy these situations over time through voting. So I always tell people, be careful who you vote for. You might just get what they're saying.
That's right.
So listen to what they say. Most of them tell us what they're going to do. Sometimes we have selective listening and don't want to actually hear what's being said.
Well, I think we get that a lot.
I said that on certain things, if they say I'm going to, then
yep.
they probably will at least that's attempt right. that. That's whether right. they achieve it or not, that's a different issue. But folks, your estate plan dealing with end-of-life issues is so important. But dealing with disability during your lifetime, because this can come at any point. This can come in your 20s, 30s, 40s, hell, your teen years.
Yep.
It can come at any point in life. And it does come at any point in life. Now, predominantly, we see far more seniors as we get, you know, some years and mileage on us. Certainly, as we pass into our 70s and 80s and beyond, the amount of medical-related disabilities, both mental and physical, if you will, are extremely heightened. But all through life, we all face the unforeseen accidental things. Younger in life, there's the swishing down the ski slope, you know, thing, Nick, people are diving off out of airplanes with no parachutes, you know, just these little diving
suits. Or bungee
suits.
Jumping off of helicopters in the Grand Canyon.
I mean, you know, we are a risk. Wow. There are a lot of risk takers out there, and, you know, some of those things don't always work out so well. But just driving our car is probably one of the most dangerous things that many of us do in car accidents.
Or
those of you who ride motorcycles. Or maybe riding bikes on busy roads. that seems like a death feat to me. But anyhow, the idea under 40, accidents have a lot to do with disability. And where those are less likely as we age, or the type of accidents change. You know, Ted, when we were in our 70s, 60s, 70s, the accidents oftentimes occur in the house.
Yep.
Tripping over that loose rug on the floor.
Falling is the number one.
You know, falling in the bathtub, falling coming down the stairs. You know, it just happens.
And that gets heightened the older you get as well. You know, you get these people that just are constantly at risk for that type of stuff. And it's a real problem as you grow older. But we do see, unfortunately, Rick, we do see a lot of people in their 50s with these same kind of infirmities, and it's really devastating to watch because that's really very, very emotionally and financially impacting on a family.
So, folks, we would love to see you at Gregrick & Associates, and we really, you know, sincerely are there to help you create the plan that works for you and your family. No two plans are alike, but every plan will have similar types of documents. Just because I have a will and Ted has a will, we work together, we're in the same office, we're both lawyers, but our estate plans, I think, are probably very different.
Well, I can assure you that they are.
And see, he's assuring me that they are.
They are very.
And so, but they're so personal, and yet someone may take a snapshot picture of Ted and I, and aside from me being better looking, you know, other things are fairly similar.
That. No question about that.
I took a lot of political license there, you know. That might be one of those Pinocchio moments, as I say, where your nose gets really big.
I think you're right.
Well, folks, plan early, plan often. We would be honored to see you. Give us a call at the office, 425-284-3450. Find us on the web, yourpartnerinlaw.com. And, hey, we got a Seahawks game. We're going to kill some cards.
There we go.
Hawks over Cardinals. Go Seahawks today. We need number two. Win number two.
My couch is calling me.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.